You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pushing its agenda to step into situations where conflict threatens to break out and prevent disasters before they happen, a small NGO was present at the World Humanitarian Summit in Istanbul last week, telling world leaders to focus more on prevention. The Global Centre for the Responsibility to Protect was established in 2008 to promote acceptance and effective operational implementation of the norm of the responsibility to protect populations from genocide, war crimes, ethnic cleansing, and crimes against humanity. It was represented by its executive director, Dr. Simon Adams, who also met with the Vatican delegation present at the summit. He spoke to me about the contribution the Global Centre has to make in preventing humanitarian disasters, as well about his meeting with Cardinal Pietro Parolin and the rest of the Holy See delegation in Istanbul.
We've noticed, I think particularly under this Holy Father, that the Vatican has become very engaged in the whole issues of human rights and social justice. And it's looking at situations in the world where mass atrocities are happening, and it's looking at the way in which religion is used in a number of these circumstances to inflame them and make them worse. But of course, the Church believes that religion can also play a positive and progressive role in solving some of those conflicts and bringing people together, not pitting them against one another as enemies. So a lot of our meeting focused on that and on the role of the Church, the very positive role of the Church.
Can I ask you about your conversation with Cardinal Parolin? What was discussed?
We talked about the role of the Church, and I, for example, complimented the Holy Father on what I thought was a very important visit that he made to Central African Republic, which I think is a great example of the role of, in this case, you know, one of the greatest faith leaders in the world, can make and actually trying to pull people together. And I know there was a lot of pressure on the Holy Father not to visit for security reasons and a whole range of other reasons, and he did. And I think it played a very positive role in the country. So we talked about that. We talked about the role that the Vatican is playing more generally as being a very important voice standing up for civilians in a number of situations, regardless of their faith or whether they even have no faith, regardless of that. That's very important. And then we also talked a little bit specifically about the very vulnerable situation that a number of Christian communities find themselves in the Middle East, for example, and what more can be done around those situations.
In fact, it's one of the focuses here at the summit is the role of faith-based organizations. There's been a lot of emphasis on that. There's also been a lot of talk. In your mind, have there been any concrete proposals?
I mean, I think from our point of view, you know, we come from a very small human rights organization working mainly with the Security Council in New York and with the Human Rights Council in Geneva. And we were set up by Kofi Annan and other people who care very much about these issues, mass atrocity crimes and stopping them in the world today. And I think one of the things that worries me, I guess, about the summit is that a lot of the focus is on very much the bandages and blankets end of the equation. What do we do when people are on the move, when they're displaced, when disaster has struck them? Whereas for us, I thought it was a very important point that the UN Secretary General made, which is that 80% of humanitarian funds go towards armed conflicts situations. What if we could stop those conflicts before they break out? It's the preventive work that we really need to get better at. It's upholding human rights in situations. It's preventing disasters before they happen. We can't stop cyclones and tornadoes and earthquakes, but we can actually stop the human disasters that human beings inflict upon one another, war being the most obvious one.
So as the Global Centre for the Responsibility to Protect, what exactly are you bringing to the table here in Istanbul?
Well, I think we bring the perspective of a very small NGO that I hopefully punches above its weight and is a voice with the most powerful council in the world, that is the UN Security Council, and is hopefully able to, in our own small and humble way, to help shape the way that they view these situations, particularly situations where mass atrocities are either being threatened or are happening. And also, again, our work on the Human Rights Council. And I think what we bring to the discussion in Istanbul is to try and keep prevention at the heart of the discussion and try and keep ideas about human rights being paramount in the minds of the world leaders who are here, so that it doesn't become a discussion just about how do we buy more blankets and how do we distribute more bandages, but actually how do we stop these disasters from happening in the first place.
Do you hope that this summit will actually produce some concrete commitment and actually change the shape of humanitarian assistance a little bit?
Well, I hope that. I certainly hope that. Whether that hope is realized or not, I guess, really depends on particularly the governments that are here, the world leaders, and what kind of commitments they're prepared to make. But, you know, I thought it was very important that the Secretary General started off on those two very important issues. How do we prevent conflicts from happening? And how do we look at the situations in the world today where civilians face violations of international humanitarian law, international human rights law, where they face mass atrocity crimes which are prohibited under international law, and how do we get better at protecting them? I mean, he mentioned a number of other priorities, but I thought that was a very good place to start the discussion.
That was Dr. Simon Adams, Executive Director of the Global Center for the Responsibility to Protect.